ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Atlanta Grace Foreman will jump center tonight for Mountain Alma. For Searcy, it will be Aubrey Arnold trying to win the tip. Mountain Alma moving left to right in this first half. Searcy right to left. Here comes official center court. Ball is up in the air, and the tip is won by Mountain Alma. Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Searcy starting off in a man-to-man defense. Ball goes over on the right side to Husky. She'll take the screen from Foreman. Now gives it to Foreman just outside the lane. She's going down to the low block, going up for the layup. No good. Gets her own rebound. Tries to go back up with it. The ball was blocked, and Searcy comes up with the basketball. Here's Johnson into the front court for the Lady Lions. She will give it to Broadway, who now sets up the offense. Mountain Alma starting off in a man-to-man as well. Ball goes over to Johnson on the right side. She's going to take the screen, pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And Martin gets the rebound for Mountain Alma. She's quickly back the other way for the Lady Bombers. Dribbling to the right wing. Now takes the screen, dribbles to the free throw line over to Yates. Now to Payne on the left side. Payne dribbles up near the top. Ball goes over to Martin now on the left side. Back up top to Payne. Over to Husky on the right. Down a low block to Foreman. She puts up the shot off the glass and in, and Mountain Alma strikes first. And a Grace Foreman gives Mountain Alma the early 2-0 lead as we are a little over a minute into this contest. Ball goes over to Johnson on the right wing. She drills up to the top. Now it goes over on the left to Province. Now Branch has it out there on the wing. Skip pass over to Johnson. Now gives it to Arnold. Back to Johnson. Johnson drills towards the top. Throws it up top to Broadway. Now back over to Johnson. Her pass to Arnold, almost mishandled. Now it gives it to Broadway in the right corner. Her three-pointer will not go, and Husky gets the rebound. Back quickly comes Mountain Alma. Husky into the front court, has it on the right side, throws it up top to Payne. Payne will throw it over to Martin on the left. Now Martin will dribble up between the circles. She goes over to the right side now. Tries to give it to Foreman, passes well over her head. It goes out of bounds, and that'll be Mountain Alma's first turnover of the evening. 6:03 left to play in this first quarter. Mountain Alma leading 2-0. Johnson will walk the ball into the front court for the Lady Lions. Throws over on the right side to Branch. Branch dribbles down to the corner. Almost lost the handle of it. Now gives it back to Johnson. Johnson's going to drill down towards the paint. And a foul's going to be called on Mountain Alma down near the low block. That is on Addison Yates. Her first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Bombers. 5:48 left to play in the first quarter. A 2-0 Mountain Alma lead right now. Province will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. She gets into Branch on the right wing. Her three-pointer goes up, in and out, no good. And over the back foul called on Searcy on the rebound. That's going to be on Aubrey Arnold. Her first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Lions. Mountain Alma gets the ball back with the 2-0 lead. Martin across the timeline, dribbles to the left wing. Throws it up top to Payne. Over to Husky near the right corner. Down a little block to Foreman. Now gives it back to Yates. Down to Martin in the left corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And rebound comes to Branch. She's quickly back the other way. Going in for the low block for the jumper. Hits the side of the backboard and goes out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say tipped on the partially blocked by Mountain Alma as it goes out of bounds. So that means Searcy will keep possession with 5:19 left of the first quarter. Province inbounds it to Broadway. Her three-pointer will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Emma Martin. She's quickly back the other way from Mountain Alma. Dribbling to the left side, giving it there to Husky. Up top to Yates. Kate Gilbert will check in for Mountain Alma at the next available time. Now Husky has it once again. She'll dribble up to the top. Now gives it to Martin on the left. Up top it goes to Payne. Over to Husky on the right. Skip pass to Addison Yates on the left wing. She drills towards the paint. Now kicks up top to Payne. Payne drills to the right elbow. Pulls up for the jumper. Good. Emily Payne with her first 2 points of the night. 4-0 Mountain Alma leading it. 4:42 left in the first quarter. Here is Broadway back the other way. She loses the handle of the ball. Gets it back, though. and now kicks out to Arnold. Now Arnold's going to be called for the travel. Searcy's first turnover of the night. Kate Gilbert checking in for Mountain Home, replacing Addison Yates. 4:34 left to play in the first quarter. Mountain Home gets the ball back with a 4-0 lead. Husky will walk the ball across the timeline for the Lady Bombers. Throws over to Payne on the right side. Down to Foreman all by herself on the low block. Now she's going to put up the jumper. No good, and a foul's going to be called. A late foul call on Searcy, and it's going to be on the shot. So Anna Grace Foreman's going to the free throw line with 4:18 left of the first quarter. I missed who that foul was called on. But it was Anna Grace Foreman. It'll be Anna Grace Foreman at the free throw line. First shot will not go. So one more free throw coming for Foreman. Second shot is up. Good. She gets one of two. She now has 3 points. 5-0 Mount Home leading it. Now Mount Home's going to go with the zone press, but Searcy is able to break it. Here's Province going into the lane for the layup. Good, and Searcy strikes. Kami Province with their first 2 points of the night. 5-2, Mount Home leading it. A little over 4 minutes left of the first quarter. Martin throws over on the right side to Gilbert. Gilbert gives up top to Foreman. Over on the left to Martin. Martin will take the screen from Foreman. Drilled into the lane. Now kicks out to Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert dribbles up to the top. Pulls up for the three-pointer. Good! Kate Gilbert with her first 3 points of the night. 8-2, Mountain Home leading it. 3:36 left in the first quarter. Here's Broadway across timeline. Throws over on the right side to Johnson. Johnson will give it up top to Arnold. Over to Branch on the left. Branch takes the screen, dribbles into the lane, going up for the layup. No good, and the rebound is tipped to Emily Payne. Action comes into the front court for Mountain Home. Payne dribbles to the right side, tries to throw it to Foreman. Ball goes out of bounds. It was last touched by Searcy, so Mountain Home will keep possession with 3:11 left in this opening period. A 6-point Lady Bomber lead. Checking in for the first time for Searcy is Eliana Odin, as she replaces Aubrey Arnold. Odin, a 5'9 sophomore. Inbound pass goes to Martin in the left corner. Out to Payne on the wing. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Martin gets the offensive rebound. She goes into the lane for the jumper. That will not go either. Another offensive rebound for Foreman. She tries to go up with a follow. Pichard was partially blocked. And now a foul's going to be called on Mountain Hall. That is on Emma Martin. Her first personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Bombers. 2:58 left to play in the opening quarter. 8-2, Mountain Home leading it. Johnson across the timeline for the Lady Lions. She'll give it to Broadway. Now Broadway drills between the circles. Over to Johnson. Now Johnson drills up to the top. Over to Branch on the right side. Now she's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Taylor Branch with her first 3 points of the night. 8-5, Mountain Home leading it. 2:28 left in this opening period. Husky will give it to Gilbert on the right corner. She's going to drill out to the wing, pull up for the jumper. No good. Offense rebound for Foreman. And now she's going to be fouled. That foul is going to be called on Alexis Broadway. That is the second team foul against Searcy. 2:17 left to play in this opening period. Inbound pass goes to Foreman in the right corner. Now to Gilbert on the wing, up top to Husky. She's going to try for the three-pointer. It rolls around and goes in. Peyton Husky with her first 3 points of the night. 11-5, Mountain Home leading. A little over 2 minutes left in this first quarter. And the pass into the lane goes to Kaylin Holyfield, who checked in. She couldn't handle it. And Mountain Home is going to get the ball in a turnover. Ball goes into Foreman in the lane. She's going to put up the jumper off the glass and in. 5 points on the night for Anna Grace Foreman. 13-5, Mountain Home leading it. 1:43 left in this first quarter. Here's Broadway into the front court. Throws over to Johnson on the right side. Now Johnson thought about three. Now gives it back to Broadway. Broadway takes the screen. Thought about three. Now gives it to Johnson. Johnson's going to go into the lane, going up for the running jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Emily Payne. She'll kick it into Martin in the front court. Martin will throw it to Husky in the right corner. She's going to try another three. In and out. No good. Gilbert gets the offense rebound. She puts it back up off the glass and in. Kate Gilbert with 5 points. 15-5, Mountain Home leading Searcy. 1:10 left in this opening quarter. Good start for the Lady Bombers in this very important contest. Again, if Mountain Home wins tonight, they are in the state tournament. Here is Johnson with the top. Less than a minute left in this quarter. Ball goes over to Province on the right side. Now up top to Odin. Over to Johnson on the left. Now she'll kick it up top to Odin. Over on the right side it goes to Holyfield. Now down on the low block to Odin. She puts up the jumper. No good. Emma Martin gets the rebound for Mountain Home. She's quickly back into the front court. Going into the lane. Now kicks it to Foreman on the low block. But the jumper off the glass and in. 7 points on the night for Anna Grace Foreman. 17-5. Lady Bombers leading it. 21 seconds left in the first quarter. Here is Broadway with it up top. Broadway drills to the right wing. She's going to get some distance between her and her defender, Foreman. She pulls up for the three-pointer. No good. Ball is knocked around. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be last touch by Searcy. So Mountain Home will get it with 4.2 seconds left. Addison Yates and Leah Jackson checking in for Mountain Home, replacing Emily Payne and Anna Grace Foreman. This is Jackson checking in for the first time tonight. She is a 5'6 junior. So, 4.2 seconds left. The inbound pass goes to Husky. Husky is going to try one last shot at the buzzer. It will not go, and we've reached the end of the first quarter. 8 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of one. Mountain Home leading Searcy 17-5. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.